agencies they work with are also on a calendar fiscal year. They feel like it'll be better for them to move to this. I sent a couple of questions to the SEPA attorney and the SEPA director today, and those seem to have been answered to some degree. So we'll be sitting in on that meeting tomorrow and see where it goes. I know the mayor may have more he wants to add to that. I just wanted to let the assembly know that we're monitoring that. In exciting news today, a representative from Viking Cruises was here in Wrangell and met with staff from the borough and members of the business community and WCA today, and they're looking at adding Wrangell as a location for their cruise ships in the coming year. So we're hopeful that that's going to work out and that they're going to be able to include Wrangell on their itinerary in the coming year. So we're working diligently there. Last week, the mayor and I attended a meeting with Wrangell Cooperative Association and talked about a number of different issues. Probably the most pressing one is WCA would like to pay for the lot next to the carving shed, the old gas station lot, to be paved. They've got some match funding they'd like to bring to the table to help pave that, and they've got a one-time opportunity with CECON in town to take advantage of a company already being here. We're going to do everything we can to make that happen, but I got some updated news on the, I was under the wrong impression that the spill issue or the contamination designation on that property had been taken care of. Amber made arrangements for the contaminated soil that had been taken out of that property to be shipped out of here. The borough paid for it to be shipped out of here with the rest of the material that left the island last year. And so I thought when that was shipped out that DEC was going to sign off on it. They are now asking for additional long-term monitoring. And so I'm not sure that Amber's working to try to get to the bottom of this. So we're going to do everything we can, but I'll keep you posted on that. And I have to touch base with WCA on that and a number of other issues as a follow-up to our meeting. And then, because I know the assembly loves equipment purchases, I wanted to let you know that we had a one-time opportunity to make a purchase from the city of Nome, from the Nome Joint Utility System. As you know, we're acquiring their generators, et cetera. And they had two fuel centrifuges that they purchased at a cost of, I think, about $75,000 a piece that they used once. And they offered those for us for sale for $20,000 a piece. My spending authority does not exceed $25,000. And so I authorized the purchase of one of those units to be able to get it packed and on the barge at the same time that our other stuff was being moved down. But we only purchased one of them. And Royce thought that would be sufficient. But what that's going to allow us to do is clean our fuel before it goes into our system. So that was a hell of a deal, and so we took advantage of it, and I just wanted to let you know that I authorized that $20,000 expenditure because I had a very short window to do that. So, and I think I sent out a KYP on yesterday, actually, that I'm going to try to schedule the Water Conservation Town Hall meeting on June 12th. I just want to make sure nobody's got any issues or knows of any conflicts with that. I will have to be out of the reason why I did it June 12th, even though it is of an immediate nature to get this meeting done. One, I want to give enough notice to the community, and two, I have to be in Anchorage next week because the Alaska Municipal League is holding their meeting on the online taxation and setting a statewide governance board and policy and definitions and all of those things, and they have asked either that managers or finance directors of communities attend those meetings, and so I will be in Anchorage leaving on the 5th and attending that meeting on the 6th in Anchorage, so I needed that buffer of time. And then that KYP also included the information on the additional secure rural schools and National Forest Receipts money that we got. Initially, they withheld 6% of that total from us, and it sounds like somebody gave the order to disperse those funds because we got a check on Friday. So that'll be up to the assembly to discuss when the school budget comes up this evening. Other than that, unless anybody's got any questions, that's all I've got right now.
Julie.
Just questions about advertising for the water conservation meeting and in general, you know, our whole water conservation strategy, public service announcements, things like that.
I had a conversation again with staff today when we met earlier, and we have to come up with, in the next couple of days, a strategy for how we're going to deal with that. We probably need to sit down with the media, have some conversations on the radio, try to get something in the newspaper, do some ads, obviously get stuff on social media, and then maybe serve a beer at the meeting to encourage people. I'm joking, obviously, about that.
It does help, though.
This year, hang on.
Yeah, hang on.
Just follow up. I mean, I would encourage putting some money, I mean, doing stories and putting money towards it.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to spend a little bit of money on this. The other thing I actually, I'm just sort of thinking out loud here. I thought earlier it might not be a bad idea to invite SEPA to see if they wanted to be at the conservation meeting with us to talk about what's going on. So. If nobody has any objection, I'm going to do that. Okay.
Just on Julie's point, too, we need to give people a few days' notice before we hit them with now you can't power wash, because there's commercial fishermen getting ready to go, there's people trying to wake their boats up for the season. I'm sure that we've got everybody would appreciate a bit of time.
That was also another... conversation that we had today that, especially when it comes to the harbor, you know, in our water watch, it talks about shutting down water to the harbor. Well, there are real impacts and there are unintended consequences of those things. You can shut down the harbor, but it's only going to take a few times for this fabulous yachting traffic that we have that stops in Wrangell to say, well, better not stop there because you can't get any water. And so that has years-long impacts. And, right, so it's not nearly as big a deal for the cruise ships because they have other larger destinations that they go to that are used to selling them water on a regular basis. So it's really, when they come here, except for the little explorer boats, I think the larger ships, it's not really an issue. It's a convenience for them, and it's something they can do while they're here in port. But for the yachters, for the commercial fishermen, for the... just the general rec boats, it's a significant, and the liverboats,
yeah.
it's a huge issue. And so we have to be very careful about the way that we just sort of cut things off.
Well, and I think the partial solution is that you have water at the fuel dock. So if somebody wants water, they can go and get some water. I don't ever advocate for complete cut off of the fleet.
Right.
And unfortunately for your liveaboards, you know, you've got to come up with some, help them with a solution. But I think that at least allows people, you know, to get water as they're transiting through and for the commercial guys to get some water.
Is there, what I was thinking is maybe if there's some place in town where you can just be about guaranteed that everybody's going to drive past it or walk past it at some point, some sort of a, like the radio station does when they're doing their fundraiser. You know, you have a yellow level, or when you have a green level, and you have a red level, so they know, because some people, a lot of people don't get on social media. You know, it's just
so we have one
an
on
awareness.
What?
I was going to say maybe the pavilion area, that's going to be highly used, especially the next month.
We can also, there is one out front, but we can look at putting stuff, I know this, you know, this sounds a little bit funny, but on the pumps at the gas station. On the door at the post office, on the doors at the grocery stores. And I know that, you know, some of these places have bulletin boards specifically for these items, but this is a little bit bigger issue.
Right.
If we can get what I would call some billboard area maybe at some of these locations, we need to do that. And we, sorry, we do have, there's something that I was able to, not implement, because Carol talked to me about this, but there is the opportunity for people to sign up to receive notifications on our website. It's really easy, and I advocated for that on Facebook, and quite a few people did sign up. I can actually go in there and see who signed up, and it's, and if we have, if we do have to put out a notification, it goes automatically to those people, to the email that they select.
Attaching it to the utility bills?
I think those are all excellent ideas. I think I agree that not everybody's on social media, and so if we just assume that's our number one way, but radio station, the newspaper, buying some space in there, Caleb writing a wonderful article for us. I mean, I think it's important that it's important that we get that information out every possible way, Julie.
And I wonder if we could reach out to the chamber and see if we can engage them, because all the businesses put little signs up in their businesses, and it does affect them, you know, so that engagement would be positive anyway.
Maybe we could change the 4th of July thing to water conservation.
No more changes to the 4th of July. We're done. We've had enough consternation within the community to last us a lifetime. Anything else for Lisa on that? Okay. Clerk's report. Oh, sorry. Capital Facilities report. Thank you for that. I just wanted to mention that I went out and looked at the Shoemaker Bay Harbor, and it is looking good.
It's pretty.
And the only thing that I'll mention is that I sure hope we clean up the parking lot and the junk that's in the bushes and the general mess that's out there, because it will be a shame to have this beautiful facility surrounded by a bunch of junk.
And I hope we haul some gravel in and grade that parking
lot. Yeah, but the facilities themselves look great. I was just thrilled with it. Borough Clerk's report.
Other than what's in my report, the only thing is I sent out an email to remind you all on May 30th. We have the Orango Medical Center groundbreaking ceremony at noon, so it's an hour and a half. I've noticed it as a possible quorum, although it's not our event. But anyways, it's going to be at the new site, and it's supposed to be kind of a great thing. So please try to go if you can go.
Yeah, but just don't talk to each other.
Just don't talk to each other.
Any questions?
Thanks, Mom.
Any questions for Kim? Mayor and Assembly business. Anybody have any reports? Yeah,
I do. We had a meeting of Friends of the Museum on Thursday night. There were probably 15 people there, maybe 15, 16. We decided to go ahead and try to retain that, to rejuvenate it, where we will be having a big membership drive. Cindy has a wonderful exhibit coming in 2 weeks that we will put on a reception for. So I think that we elected new officers. It's all going to be cleaned up, and it's going to start running right. So.
Excellent.
I'm really excited about it, and I think I will be coming around with membership slips for everybody, just so
perfect.
You know. But I think it's really important, because it gives us an opportunity to buy whatever money we can raise, Cindy can use to buy things that need to be repatriated here. And, you know, that all costs money. Exhibits cost money, traveling exhibits cost money, but so that's all I have to say about it. But I think it's going to be a good deal.
Excellent.
So, Mr. Mayor,
yes, Lisa.
So the Friends of the Museum, during our budget discussions, you saw that there was what we thought was the Barnes Totem Trust, but was actually a Friends of the Museum contribution for Totem, you know, taking care of the Totem restoration. The Friends of the Museum have provided us with documentation of a letter saying they do not want that money restricted to Totem use, and that they would like it to be for some items, some specific items to be acquired from an artist that used to be from here that now lives in Seattle.
Right.
And so we'll be coming to you with that, even though it's artifacts and artwork, there's obviously a long-term commitment involved in that. And so,
pretty cool.
Yes, and we want you guys to be able to have a hand in saying yes to bringing these important items to Wrangell. So that'll be coming to you at a future meeting.
Excellent. Excellent. And thank you so much for getting involved with that.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it, and I'm so glad to see that the Friends of the Museum is staying alive and active. I think it's fantastic. I just wanted to give everybody a SEPA update, mostly revolving now around our the hydro project itself, Tai'i specifically, and operations plan. We are sitting right now at 1,285 feet. Some years, just to give you a comparative, in 2016, at this time, we were sitting at 1,400 feet, which is almost our spill rate. So that's how far we are off currently. We are tracking with 2018, but we just dropped for the first time. We've dropped about, it's about 10 or 15 feet below our worst year. Where we were last year, this time was a bad year, and we're about 10 feet below that. 1290 is the cutoff for sales to the south. So technically, at 1290, they could start selling power. That's the 30-foot buffer to the south. Although we have not adopted that, we should be adopting that in June. But I think, I know Wrangell is going to be very vocal about nothing happening until we take a good long look at it. We're starting to see, I'm nervous because we're starting to see some leveling of our inflows. We know that we're at half of our snowpack, our annual snowpack this year, as compared to previous years. And of that half, they felt that half was going to be lost to sublimation. So, you know, look at Patty smiling, likes that word. So that's not good. I mean, that's just moisture going right into Canada. It doesn't bypass our reservoir. So I'm worried that we may be starting to reach the end of our snowpack. So with no inflows over the next 10 days, we may be looking at trying to come up with some alternatives as we go forward. SEPA's meeting here, when is it, Kim?
It's in June.
June 18th? June 19th. If you can, please come by the meeting if you have time and sit in and at least let me introduce you to the board.
Do you
I
know
think
where
it's
that's
really important
be?
That we have a good showing. Yep.
Is it
going
to be at the Nolan Center?
Nolan Center, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a tough one. In the last, since the last meeting, I believe that Lisa and I met with the Forest Service. Was that?
Oh, we did. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Thank
no,
you.
No problem. So we sat down with the Forest Service and spoke to them about cars on Sorimbo Island, particularly the derelict cars. I also raised the, I commented on the car that's been out here for 9 months, just down above the turnoff to Lower Salamander that was a wreck. Somebody wrecked it and then got dragged out of the ditch, and it's now laying in the road. But anyways.
There's another one parked or right out the road here at about 3 miles. It's been parked there for 2 months.
Yeah.
So, it's starting to pile up again.
I know. So, the Forest Service basically has asked for our assistance to help them with it, and my point to them was this: if you don't have a plan to remove them, if you guys don't have the money nor a plan nor the inclination, it appeared to me, why would we send our officers over to go write municipal tickets on Sorimbo Island or send officers over to go run tags and bins and stuff like that? That really, I want. You've got to come up with the money, and I also told them that it was going to be around $500 per disposal once they get here, because we know all those rates have all gone up. So I think we're going to try to meet with them again, but I came away not really optimistic that anything is going to happen to those vehicles. The on-island vehicles, I spoke to Lisa today, and I said, I would like us to take that trailer that we bought for the police department that they don't like to use, give it to Public Works, and we need to show them derelict vehicle at 3 Mile. Public Works goes out, loads it up, takes the police impound it, and we take care of the disposal because they just, they don't have the manpower and they just don't, they don't do that kind of thing. So there's no need to have that trailer with the police department. That was bought specifically for vehicle removal. So I think maybe get a plan forward to the assembly, but we've got to do something about derelict vehicles. Any other? All right. Mayor and assembly appointments, there are none. Public hearing, there is one. Sorry, let me clear my computer here. All right. So, the official public hearing on the fiscal year 2019-20 budget. And I will declare the public hearing open. And I'll ask if there's any administrative report or on the public hearing item.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to say that there is a memo included with the budget that explains all of the changes that were done following the work session and includes some additional changes, corrections and things that were identified by staff. And so hope if anybody has any clarifying questions, you can ask those of me. Otherwise, the hearing is open for the public to make comment on.
Okay. And can you retrieve the list and we'll see if anybody signed up?
I gave it
you. You did, and there's nobody. Mm-hmm. Does anybody in the audience want to speak? Carol, you sure? okay. Oh, Caleb.
Just one clarifying question.
Can you come forward, please?
My name's Caleb Vierkant. I live at Bishop Row. I just had a clarifying question on the budget. It says here that if I'm remembering right, it says the city will be operating with a deficit this year, but the city also has a large amount of reserves. I was just a little confused about what the difference between the unrestricted portion of the reserves and the restricted portion of the reserves were.
So I can, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
So it's a deficit budget because we are pulling from reserves. So we are taking money from the unrestricted reserves to bridge that deficit gap.
Okay.
Yep.
And the restricted and unrestricted question?
Right. The restricted reserves are things that have to be used for a specific purpose. They've been allocated for a specific use in the budget. The unrestricted reserves are things that are available for use at any time.
So would the light and power reserves be considered restricted?
Right. Or things like the permanent fund is a restricted reserve. Yeah. Any of the enterprise funds have to be used for those funds, and then any of the permanent fund or things like the Barnes Trust or the Campbell Trust or some of these other things, that money that has been the Marion Glenn's money that we're using that's on the agenda tonight, those things are donations that have been given for a specific purpose, so they have to be used for those specific items.
All right, thank you.
Is that helpful, Caleb?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody else? We're good. Okay, I'll declare the public hearing closed. This was a public hearing on the fiscal year 2020 budget. No action is required at this time.
Mr. Mayor,
yeah.
Point of order and clarification. So this budget will be coming back to you as it is presented tonight. There is one, there may be a couple of changes. One would be the SRS money discussion that we have tonight. We need to amend the budget to reflect that additional SRS money, no matter how we spend it, and then or whether it goes into reserves or gets spent. And the second thing is, you saw on our on the consent agenda the assessment roll is going to result in an additional $43,000 in property tax revenue. I talked to Lee about adding that to the budget, but I'm not sure it made it into the final version, so I'll make sure that that's reflected in the increase in property tax revenue.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. All right, I'm going to take a 5-minute break at this point, and we'll adjourn at 7:30, and we'll come back in at 7:35. We're moving to number 12, unfinished business. There is none. Number 13, new business. Approval of the fiscal year 2020 Wrangell Public School District budget amending the total local contribution to 1,365,117. Recommended motion.
I move to approve the FY 2020 Wrangell Public School District budget, amending the total local contribution to $1,365,117.
Second. We move. Do we have a second? We have a second from Ann. Discussion. I'm nervous. I've asked for over a month for the actuals from last year, or at least what is available. And over the course of the last 3 weeks, I've asked every 2 to 3 days for the city manager to contact the school district asking for those again to the finance director. We were told that we would receive the actuals on the Friday, which would have given us enough time to review the actuals. And we received nothing on Friday. We received word this morning from the finance director that I think the quote was, "I'm only one woman. I will try to get to them to you on Thursday," I think was the suggested time.
I think she was hoping to try to have the actuals tomorrow for a committee meeting, the budget committee meeting with the board, but I didn't able to speak to that a little bit better.
But that was basically after that meeting we would receive them. So I'm being asked to make a decision without all of the information. And I'm pretty disappointed, and I don't understand why any budgeting process would not have actuals on a month-by-month basis. Years ago, I worked for an organization for 11 years where I never received an actual month where I was at for 11 years. And I can say there's been no greater frustration in my life than trying to budget around that. But I'm being asked to spend money in a deficit situation, and I can't see what was spent last year. It bothers me. And I also feel that we requested this in a respectful manner, and never was there a follow-up from anybody at the school district saying, "We'll get it to you when we can." It was re-ask and re-ask and re-ask. So I'm not pleased. My inclination is to lower the amount that we have put, with the caveat that if the school district would like to forward us information and requests for additional funding, we'll take those up on a as they come basis. But at this point, I'm very disappointed. And, you know, near as I can figure, last year we contributed the absolute max, and the school district was able to bank its the money that they said they were pulling from their reserves to fund their year, and they didn't pull any money from their reserves and bank their reserves. Well, we were putting money in out of our reserves, out of places to make it work. Now, we luckily didn't do a bunch of our work, and that helped offset our budget, but I'm not pleased.
I hear your frustration, and I wished we had more information also. The school district was, I have so many figures, was requesting 100,000 more than we suggested at our last budget meeting that we would provide to them. In the meantime, we did find out that we got, what, 52,000, 57,000 more on SRS.
Of additional education allocation is available.
Right.
And so we got that. The check just showed up on Friday.
Well, correct.
So I didn't know that till I came into the office. So
well, and we got your notice immediately.
I sent that email out.
Yeah, so that we could think about it. This is a one-off year with the state legislature. I don't think anyone knows how it's going to work out in the long run. We won't know until maybe June 30th or maybe even later what the school will get. And I was prepared tonight. I came to read the documents and was prepared to fight for the school to have that extra SRS money and then the same amount out of our sales tax fund. So that would have boosted our contribution to the school. But I'm like you, I don't have anything to fight for. Other than I have a fear that we may lose an art program. A guidance counselor at the high school, middle school is vitally important, and they originally were going to have that a part-time position for both positions. We've lost an elementary school teacher. That teacher is taking the lead teacher position for the principal, correct?
No.
We're getting a long-term sub for that position then?
No. If I recall how that read is, that's just a contract for a principal, am I correct? Correct? She's still going to be a teacher.
Do you want to have her speak to that?
Yeah, you want to come up? Dr. Lancaster, do you want to answer your question?
Good evening. My name is Debbie Lancaster. I'm the superintendent of Wrangell Public Schools. And to answer your question, she will not be teaching in a designated classroom. She will have a percent of prep period raise plus additional days in the years to cover.
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you.
Oh.
Is that mic actually doesn't amplify?
It's a recording.
It's recording, but it's not amplifying. Sorry. And I'm really hard of hearing, so.
Okay. I'll try to use my outdoor voice.
Good.
Well, for the record, I'm Debbie Lancaster, superintendent of the schools. And Jen Miller will be not actually in a designated classroom. She will be receiving an additional 12.5% salary increase to pay for her prep time, and then some extra days at the beginning of the year and some extra days at the end of the year to cover the administrative duties. She can do all administrative duties except for a few, which require a Type B certification, which is what I will do because I have a Type B certification. So she'll be taking on the responsibilities of an administrator. We will not be replacing her with another person. We will just redistribute the students.
Thank you. Any follow-up for Dr. Lancaster?
Are we hiring a long-term sub?
Yes.
Okay.
For Matt Noor, who's been deployed in Afghanistan. And we have to do that.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
And we've not lost any other positions. Is that correct? Was I correct in saying?
We redesignated some title funding from a teaching position. We redesignated that money halfway through this year, and we will be putting that money into a social emotional based school counselor who will, because of their Type C administrative certificate or certification, will actually be overseeing some guidance counseling duties. We'll not actually be doing the duties, but we'll do kind of like what I'm doing, administrating the duties. So we just created types of counselors, but we lost the title teacher. So yes, we reduced our force.
Okay, thank you.
But not an official reduction in force.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Patty, I appreciate your comments about arts and all these things. I've tried to look at this budget and not look at line by line, because it's not my job to go in and find where I might save money to bolster up an art position, but to look at the overall picture. And again, I come back to, without all the information, and I do not know why I was not provided that information, because surely there was ongoing actuals. I mean, it's just, it's a budgetary function.